Vayter in Shasr and Zvach and Daf Mem, picking up at the very top of the page. Amar Mar, Ainli Elamatan Sheva, Shema Akras Chomakam. I don't know about the seven sprinklings that are going to be Ma'akev. Heicha, now where? What does that mean when it says Bechol Makom as in these other places? Amar Papa, Bepara, Ubinigayim. Because we know that also this spritz is not only the Proches, but it's also done by the Parah Duma, and it's also done in the Kis of Tsaras. Matan arba minayin tal minayin. The idea, where do we learn out that the four of the inner, the Mizbech HaPnimi, are also Ma'akiv, you know, if they're essential to be done. If not, some can be no good, because it says, Ken Ya'aseh, Mashna Matan Zayin. What's the difference between the fact of Matan Zayin, Dichsivan Ukfilan, Matan Dalad Namik Sivan Ukfilan? What it is about the Zion sprinklage that we know that it's Ma'akev, because it says the Torah comes and says about them, and then it repeats it. It says it again. It's written, and then it repeats it. So he says, okay, right? It says Rashi. It says it behedya v'kfilan va'asa kasher asa, but also by matan dalid namik siven kfilan. Rashi says what the pasuk says the va'asa kasher asa akula milsa kayu mehechatesi lemutinu. And therefore, why do I need another pasuk to tell me that I need it? I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya says lo nitzcha elo Rabbi Shimon. It's necessary for Rev Shimon. Says Rashi that the pasuk doesn't say straight up that the Kohen is to bring the dam of all four corners, you know, all four kronos, like all of the horns of the Mizbeach Pinimi. Right? All it says is that he should put it on the horns. If you take a look at Rashi, the Amar Ksev, Lon Zchel Rav Shimon, the Amar Lo Ksibe El Shtaim, Shtaim Acheres Behekesh, or into a Hekesh. The High Kra is because Parko and Mashiach, Par Elam Dover, Kedamin earlier, Lepar Zeh, Par Koin Mashiach Hilkach Ilo Dahadar Kaflinhu Lava Kafulin. If you wouldn't have doubled up again, it wouldn't be careful. Right? Says that's back in the word. The time went to the Brisa. Lamaila Omer Karen Kronos. In the pasuk above, which talking about the Koin Gatos Chata, the Torah says, horns. Right? Lamaila Omer Karen Kronos. It doesn't say the word Karen, so it says Kronos. Shtaim, which means the smallest of that, is going to be two. Lamata, which is by Parhelim, who Omer Karen Kronos, it also has that Arba. So therefore, this comes out to a total of four. And since the Pusuk, we learn out from here, from this Hekish, therefore, we learn out the blood of each one has to be on all four corners. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Tzarech says, nah, you don't need to learn this act, because Ari Omer, it says, Be'ohel Moed, the coin just takes on the dam, and which is in the Ohel Moed. Al Kol HaOmer Be'ohel Moed, which is mashma, that the dam is to be applied to all of the kronos that are mentioned in reference to the Ohel Moed, which means all four corners. So our drasha is necessary in the world of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Huda, King Yasem, I would lay. What's Rabbi Huda going to do with this extra? Because according to him, you don't actually need the pasuk. You need it for the following brisa. Since we don't learn straight out in reference to the Yom Kippur bowl, that the batzmicha and the dam, that the leftover dam they put in the base of the Mizbeach. Where do we learn these things out? Tamalom or Kenyasa, says, over the Pasuk says, Kenyasa, so shall it be done. Rashi says, La Rabbos Par Yom Kippur, the Smicha Vishraim, Tapar Yom Kippur, and Bahai Krok, Siv, Kita Amr La Parze Yom Kippur. Oh, yo, yo, Frakta Gimara, La Par Yom Kippur, Lo Lamad, no. What do you mean? Didn't we learn out in other places, the Chiyuvim of Smicha and the Shirei Dam by the Yom Kippur, by the Chatas, Ha'amart, Lepar, Zepar Yom Kippurim. But we said in an earlier Brisa, when the Pasuk is talking about the Parim Dom Shetzavar, it's Sibar, it says the Par, that this is talking about the Yom Kippur Par. And this Remez over here is teaching that the Par of Yom Kippur is compared to the Parim Dom Shetzavar. So let's learn out because of that, that the Yom Kippur one needs Smicha and the Shirei Dam pouring as well. Says, well, no, it's still necessary for the Torah to tell us this extra thing. So shall he do. Ken Yasa. Because Sal Kadai Techamina, if you didn't write that, then I would have thought, Hani Mili Avoda Demakva Kapara. This analogy between the power of Yom Kippur and that of power of Mishra Tzibor is only an Avoda that's going to be Ma'akiv the Kapara. Aval Avoda De Lo Ma'akva Kapara Emalo. Aval, right, but Avodah Delamak for Kapar Ema Lo, Kamash Vala, and therefore the comes the Torah is coming to tell us that that's not the case. Now, The Rebbe Shimon, hi, Ba'ol Moed, my Avid Leah. What's he going to do with Ba'ol Moed? Oh, touche. This seems to be extra. Ba'ol Moed, mi Ba'ol Leah, what does he need it for? She'im Niftecha. I'm sorry, Nifchasa. Tikra Shal Heichal Lohya Mazda. He needs it. Sounds like Oilam Hazet. No Sheikhs. If the roof of the Heichal was broken through, like it breaks open, like we saw the Lashon in Sukkah a lot, then the coin wouldn't spritz the dam. Rashi says, Nivchas tikras aliyas of a gago, su lav olhu. It's no longer called in Ohel. Ay, vihidach or Rabbi Yehuda. May Asher Yehuda learn from the word Asher. Vihidach, Asher lo darish, classic finishing point. Okay, okay. Abaye Yomar. This is another answer. This is going back to, we're talking about the concept of why it was in the original Braisa couldn't learn out the putting that it's necessary to put on the four chronos from the fact that they are said and then repeated in the pasuk. It's also necessary according to Rabbi Yehuda. I would have thought if not for the pasuk that so shall he do, then maybe you would have said. The putting on the abracanus are like smicha and the leftover of the blood. Even though it's written and doubled over, it's not maki. Matan damim, matan arbanamil is like akiv. Kamashvila can say nope, that is not true. It is makiv. Lepar zepar yom kippurim. The next part of the pasuk says he shall do to the bull. This is talking about the par yom kippurim. The ma'ay halchasa. For what halacha are you telling me? If you're coming to tell me, that's here to tell you that it's going to be ma'akev, pshita, obviously it's ma'akev. Chuka k'siva bay. Pasuk says chuka. And that's always talking about something which is necessary. Amar Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzhak. Lo nischa el Rabbi Yehuda, that's for Rabbi Yehuda, damar ki k'siva chuka, who says that when the pasuk says chuka, advar menasim ke big day lovin bifnim. It's only talking about the things that are done with the Kohen Gadol wearing the big day lovin inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Shem hikta ma'is l'chaveru lo'os or lo'klum. If he did, brought one of the things before another that was supposed to be done, does out of order, and he didn't do anything, there's no kapara. This has to go in the proper order. Av advar menasim a big day lovin b'chutz, hikta ma'is l'chaveru. But if it's a big deal of an outside, then whatever you did, you're good to go. Ema, I would say, since the order is not ma'akev, the thing is done outside of Kuzashim, so hazos also, the hazos nami lo ma'akve, kamash malah, I never come to tell you by alluding to this Yom Kippur shtick over in this pasuk of the apparel and the tibor. That all of the Azos, the Yontov, are necessary, even those done outside of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Mask of La Repapa, Omi Matzah Samarchi, can you really say such a thing? Come on. Can you say that Rabbi Yehuda needs this analogy in order to tell us this Yom Kippur Dam is necessary? The Pasuk says, when the Kohen Gadol finished atoning for the Kodesh, for the Kodesh Kedoshim, Im Kippur Kila, Vim Lo Kippur Lo Kila. If he did it, if you did the kapara, then right to the blood, then he's done. And if not, then he's not done. Divrei Rabbi Kiva, second is Rabbi Kiva. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, mipnei ma lo nomar im kila keeper vim lo kila lo keeper. Why should we not say that the pasuk means to tell you this idea? Pardon. Why shouldn't we say straight up that im kila keeper, that if he finished Everything he has to do, then it's going to be kapara, and if not, then it's not going to be kapara. Since Rabbi Yehuda learns out this idea that all the things of Yom Kippur Avoda are essential, how could you say that he requires the analogy of Yom Kippur, the power of Yom Kippur, to the Parayim Dovah Shetzibah, to teach you all the Yom Kippur Dovah is to be done? Amar Papa lo nitzucha ella le'es badam ubetvila. The drasha about the Yom Kippur, the power of the Yom Kippur, is needed only to teach the din, the dinam that are learned out from the words S and the words badam into the dam, and the requiring of dipping the finger into the dam. S, Amar of Achav Yaakov, lo nitzcha el hachshir. This is necessary to machshir the coin spritzing of the dam. Beep turn the page, memo at the base, amin sheba etzba, with the amin sheba etzba. That is blisters on his forefinger. Yeah. If he has, like, there's a band-aid on it, he's not able to do it. But a blister is not a problem. Badam, she badam, shir tvila meikar. The dam has to have enough that's necessary for the dipping from the outset, from the beginning, from the, you know, from the starting point, when it's received. V'taval v'lo mesapig. And when it says he's going to dip his finger, it's telling him to dip his finger to the dam and not wipe the dam onto his finger from the walls of the kli. Dip it in and not wipe it on. V'etzech l'michtav b'dam, you have to write the words. B'dam also, d'ikas v'chon v'taval, havimin alfal gav d'lek ashir tefila meikar. I would have thought that even if there wasn't enough dam necessary for the beginning, it's still going to be good. Because v'chon b'dam, it says b'dam. D'ikas v'chon b'dam, havimin afilu m'sapik. Then I would have thought even if you wiped it, because v'chon v'taval, therefore it's v'taval. Now Gemara says, Mizbach Kitaris Asamim Lamali. What do I need the Torah to teach us? The Mizbeach where the incense is burned. What do I need that for? Shimlo Nich Nischarlech a Mizbeach B'Kitaris Asamim Lo Yamaze. It's coming to teach that if the Mizbeach was not first dedicated by the burning of the incense, the Kohen wouldn't be able to sprinkle dam on it. Tanika was the Rav Papa, Rabbi Yisrael supports Rav Papa. Right, we said the Rav Papa that about the Yom Kippur bowl is necessary to teach the dinim that's learned from S and Badam. And dipping the finger in the blood. Tanika was the Rav Papa, Va'asa Kasher Asa. In the Pasuk of the Parel Mdavu Shel Sibor, it would have been enough if it would have said, he shall do that which he did. Matamalum Lapar. Why is it that it says Lapar? Why does the Torah tell us? To the par, l'rabos par yom kippurim l'chol ma sha'amar be'inyan. It's coming to include the par of the bull, you know, of the Yom Kippur par to everything that's said by that pasuk. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Zai Gezakt, Rabbi Meir, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Kavachomer. The pasuk to the bull is not necessary to teach us because we learned that from a Kavachomer. Umah b'makom shlo hushva karban l'karban. If it is a circumstance where you have a where we do not equate one to another, one carbon to another one, in reference to, you know, what's brought. Hishra Maisel the Maisel, the Torah still does equate the way that it's done, the procedure of one to another. Right, Rashi says, the Gemara is going to explain what two things we're talking about over here. Just hold off on that. Malkum Shishra Karbon to Karbon, place where they are Maisel Karbon to a Karbon. Inu Din Shiasra Maisel the Maisel. And clearly it's going to be that you're going to compare the two. So, since the Yom Kippur Chatas is brought from the same type as the Parim Dovash Tzibor, both of them are Parim, it's obvious that the requirements of the procedure, you can go and you could learn out from one another. Elamat Tamalomer Lepar. So why does it have to say Lepar? Zepar Elam Dovash Tzibor. Lepar. Why does it have to say that? Zepar Kohen Mashiach. It's going to tell you about a carbon Kohen Mashiach. That. This idea backs up Rav Papa's shtickle that the mention of the Yom Kippur par is teaching that the laws learned from S and Badam, the laws of dipping the finger, also go to the Yom Kippur bull as well. All right, my friends, you know what? We're going to stop over here and pick it up as Hashem tomorrow or next time with the continuation of this. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.